是父亲节。
Today is Father's Day。
特别祝贺各位父亲快乐。
We congratulate all the fathers and say Happy Father's Day to you all。
包括祖父哈。
And including those grandparents, grandfathers。
我想借着这个父亲节，我就预备了一个比较短的信息，因为今天教会有很多活动。那么我想我的题目是父母的恩情。
And I'd like to share with you this afternoon about the love of parents, and it will be rather short and brief because we have many events following the sermon.
我们知道这个母亲节的来源呢是有一个名叫 Anna 的姊妹，为着纪念她去世的慈惠的母亲，所以在教会就发动一个庆祝母亲节。那是在1913年大概之前吧。
We know that the, how Mother's Day came about, it was a sister in the church by the name of Anna Jarvis who wanted to commemorate and her just loving, kind and gentle mom. So she started a celebration in her church.
所以1913年的时候，经过美国总统向全国宣告定每个月的每一年的五月的第二个礼拜为母亲节。
And then in 1913, the American president, U.S. president has announced that the second Sunday of May would be Mother's Day.
所以我们五月份已经庆祝过母亲节。
And we've just celebrated Mother's Day back in May.
那后来又有一个姊妹叫 Sonora, 的也是在教会里面，他听了一篇关于母亲节的信息。
And then later on, and so many years later, there's a sister in the church by the name of Sonora Smart, who have heard about this message on Mother's Day.
她就想起自己的父亲的爱。
And then she remembered the love of her father.
因为她母亲很早就过世了。
Because her mother passed away when she was very young.
所以他就非常感激他的父亲兼母亲专心的养育他。
And so she appreciated so much and gave so much thanks to her single father.
我想他也是个姊妹哈，所以他也是在教会里面就开始发起一个庆祝父亲的节日。
So Sister Smart started a celebration in church for fathers.
那是1924年。
And that was back in 1924.
所以在母亲节之后11年就开始有这个父亲节。
So 11 years after the celebration of the first Mother's Day, we have the first Father's Day.
所以也是经过美国总统在1924年的时候向全国宣告每年的六月的第三个主日。是父亲节。
It was then in 1924, the President of the United States established the third Sunday of every June to be Father's Day.
我想今天我要从圣经里面的教导来学习怎么样做父亲或者母亲。
And I'd like to share with you from a scripture passage how to be a mother or a father.
今天我们很多的家庭都是三代同堂。
And today, nowadays, there's so many family who have three generations live together.
这是一个非常美好的家庭生活。
It is a very good pattern that we're seeing.
但是也会因为三代每一代的情形不同，也会引起许多家庭的问题。
But because of the differences between the gaps between the generations, there would be some problems.
另外就是东方我们中国人的家庭观念跟西方有一些不同。
Not just the generation gap, but also the cultural gap.
好比中国人的观念，这个父亲永远是在一家里面当主人的。
So according to the Chinese culture, the father are the one who is esteemed very highly.Who's the head of the household?
但是美国家庭是这样，是这个怎么讲？就是你的儿女如果是有孩子，在美国建立一个家庭。
But if in America, if your children are grown adults and they have their own children,
那这个你的儿子就是这个家庭的儿子媳妇就是这个家庭的主人。
And even if you were to live with your children who has their children, then the father would be the head of that household rather than you.
那父母来跟儿女同住或者来儿女照顾孙子孙女。
And so the older generation would come and live with their adult children and take care of their grandchildren.
你在这个家中只是一个客人。
And you are but a guest in this household.
我不知道你们了不了解这种情形哈。
I don't know if any of you understand what I'm talking about.
啊，如果我们每个人守住这样一个原则的规定，那家庭就会非常的和睦。
So if everyone were to adhere to their position, then everything would be harmonic.
可以少去很多的矛盾或者冲突。
And a lot of conflicts can be eliminated.
啊，特别是父母，你住在这个媳妇家里。
Especially the older parents were living in the house of your daughter-in-law.
我们知道中国的这个传统，这个婆媳之间一直是争斗不休。
We understand from Chinese culture the relationship between the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law is always problematic.
我在教会里面遇到很多很多的家庭。
And I've seen so many such conflicting families in the church.
啊，有一些家庭就非常冲突，非常的之大。
And some family these conflicts are rather great.
好比我认得一个弟兄姊妹的家庭，他的女儿拿了这个拿了学位以后，在美国拿了学位以后，他是一个 NBA 的一个专业。
And so I come to know this elderly whose daughter has received her MBA in the United States.
然后他因为有两个小孩。
And because she had two younger children.
那他觉得在家庭里面养育两个小孩非常重要。
他的女儿
啊。
Okay. So her daughter thought to herself that it's important to raise the younger kids at home.
那他父母来照顾他，暑假来照顾他的时候。
And so when her parents came to visit her during the summer vacation,
一直要他去找工作。
And the parents also wanted her to find job.
所以母女两个就有很多的冲突。
Oh, let me clarify. The parents of the daughter wants her to work outside of the home, but the younger daughter wants to be in the house raising her own children.
啊，特别国内出来的父母认为儿女大学毕业或者读了硕士博士还在家里带孩子很没有出息。
And because the parents thinking after you receive such a degree and you're staying at home is such a waste.
其实很多父母是很有智慧，他们宁可放弃这个他们的学位，把他们的时间精神放在他们的孩子身上。
But I have to say that as a parent, some of them are really wise to let go of their possible career outlook and they stay at home and be with their kids.
所以这个母亲，他父亲每一年夏天都来，他母亲说。除非你去找工作，我才来看你。
So the conflict was so great that the father would say, "I will come to visit you every summer," but the mother would say, "I will only come if you go out and work."
啊，就差不多争执了两年。
And so they were in such a conflict for about 2 years.
Yeah, 这我想这样的家庭很多哈。
And I think it is very common.
啊，另外有一个家庭就是他的这个。媳妇啊，就跟他父母说，他说你只要帮我做这个，帮我的菜洗好啊，把我这个饭煮好啊，我菜让我回来自己炒。
And in another family, what I've seen is the daughter-in-law says to the parents, saying that, why don't you just wash, prepare the vegetables and the dishes when I come home? I will cook them.
那你就照你父最好是照你媳妇或者这个儿女听他们的话就可以了。
So the best thing for the parents would be just do as the daughter or the daughter-in-law wished.
你千万不要帮他把菜炒了。
Just don't don't stir fry or don't cook the dish for her.
不是太咸就是太淡。
Because you either cook it too salty or lack of salt.
不是太生就是太熟。
Or too overcooked or too raw.
所以这是两代之间的一个彼此的一个一种生活在一起的艺术。
And such is the art of two generations living together.
如果彼此能够守住一个大家保持一个距离，那家庭生活就一个非常非常美好的家庭生活。
If the generations can live together yet remain a distance, then it would be a harmony.
还有，我也是鼓励弟兄姊妹，就很多我们的下一代哈，就是说你们的下一代，我的也是，我的孙女，就不会讲这个中文了哈。
And something else I'd like to encourage the younger generation. My grandchildren, they do not speak Mandarin.
我的媳妇都不会讲中文。
And not even my daughter-in-law.
其实孩子学两个语言是非常非常简单的。
And I think it is actually easy for a child to learn two languages.
Yeah. 不一定要去上中文学校，但上中文学校还是有益处。
Of course, going to Chinese school is beneficial, but you don't really have to go to learn Chinese.
但是最主要你在家里面要跟他用中文来对话。
But most importantly, if you will converse with your children in Mandarin or in Chinese.
那样，等到他的小学以后，当然他在上学以后，他的英文是越来越好，他不喜欢讲中文。他讲英文他就直接讲出来了，中文他还要转一转。
Of course, once they start grade school, they're more fluent in English. They don't need to think about how they converse.
但是如果你在家里父母跟他讲中文，他回答的英文没有关系，你继续跟他讲中文。
But if you continue to speak to that child in Chinese, whether he respond in Chinese or not.
那你的孩子就可以跟祖父母可以有沟通。
If you do so with your children, then they will be able to communicate with their older generation who are their parents.
不然的话
,grandparents.
你的祖父母要跟孙子孙女讲话的时候，可能还需要你父母翻译。
Otherwise, you would need to be the interpreter when the two generations try to communicate with one another.
你知道现在美国学校非常流行学中文。
Do you know in America school nowadays it's very popular to learn Chinese?
因为我们中国的人口占世界的四分之一、三分之一啊，五分之一啊。
Yeah.
所以我们的五个人里面就有一个中国人，所以中文是非常非常时髦的。
Because the Chinese, the population is about one-fifth of the world population. So it's such a fashion, a fad, even to learn Chinese.
Yeah, 我的女儿现在跟我中文一点问题都没有。
And my daughter has no problem communicating with me in Chinese.
她后来去台湾，去中国都学了一些去了一共去了大概五年吧，学了一些很多中文。
And she's been to Taiwan, she's been to mainland China, and she's been there about 5 years, and she learned a lot of Chinese.
Yeah, 这个对她来说，对我们来说是一个非常好的事。
And to be able to communicate in Chinese is such a great thing.
所以我鼓励做父母的，孩子不会因为你跟他讲中文，他的英文就差了。
So I'd like to encourage the parents, your children will not, their proficiency in English will not decrease just because you speak Mandarin to them.
保持用中文跟他讲话。
So continue and keep on talking to them in Chinese.
这样对你的儿女或者对你们家庭生活是一个美好的祝福。
And that would be a great blessing for your family life.
我们现在回到从圣经里面来看对于我们做父母有些教导。
And let's return to the scripture to see how does the Bible teach us how to be parents.
第一处是在提摩太前书第五章一到四节。
First verse is found in First Timothy.
他这里说不可严责老年人，只要劝他们如同父亲，劝少年如同弟兄，劝老年的妇女如同母亲，劝少年的妇女如同姐妹， 总要清清洁洁的，要尊敬那真为寡妇的。若寡妇有儿女或有孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己的家中学着。人若不看顾亲属，就背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人便是如此。
1 Timothy chapter 5 verses 1 through 4. It says, Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters without absolute purity. Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need, but if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. Verse 8. If anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
所以在圣经里面教导我们对老年人永远是一种尊敬啊。那老年人有一些我们年纪大了，有时候一些所以人家说老顽固，老顽固，年纪大了就是有一些比较顽固的思想。
So the scripture teaches us to honor the older generation, even though because of old age, they may be rather stubborn.
那么但是做儿女的总是用尊敬和孝顺的心，我们只能劝老年人，不可以严责老年人。
So as a younger generation, as a child, you can only encourage them and treat them with honor.
而要教导我们的儿女来尊敬我们的祖父母。
And we also need to teach our younger children how to respect and honor their grandparents.
照圣经所提的，就是有真正的寡妇，就是没有儿女啊，那么或者是没有儿女的，或者没有儿孙女的，那社会就会照顾她。
And so according to the scripture, if you're a true widow, meaning you don't have any children or immediate family, then society will take care of you.
如果有儿女或者有孙女或孙子孙女的啊，在家里面就有责任要照顾你的父母。
But if you are a child or grandchildren and you have grandparents at home and parents at home, you should be taking care of them.
我们中国的观念就是养儿防老。
And in Chinese concept, we raise children to provide for us when we are old.
但是在美国不是的。
But in America, it is not so.
美国年轻的时候工作，然后年老的时候是政府养你。不是儿女养你。
In America, when you're young, you work so hard, but when you're old, Social Security takes care of you.
这不表示儿女没有责任，儿女爱父母是一生不变的。
It does not mean that your children or as a child, you do not have responsibility.
但是我们做儿女的有责任要照顾我们的父母。
We actually do to, have that responsibility to take care of our parents.
第二处圣经是在以弗所书六章四节跟哥罗西书三章二十一节。
The next two scriptures came out of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4 and Colossians chapter 3.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。哥罗西书三章二十一节说，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4 says, Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Likewise, in Colossians chapter 3 verse 21 says, Fathers, do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged.
这里的这个惹就是儿女的气，就是叫他失了志气。
And to embitter your children is to cause them to be discouraged.
有的中国家庭就是对儿女一直在功课上要求他。
And some Chinese parents really demand their children in terms of academics.
他拿了3个A还不够。
And so it's not enough to get 3 A's.
我们成绩单来了，只看见B，没有看见A。
And because when you receive report card, you only see the B on the report card rather than the A's.
其实我们是应该多，我觉得美国人的习惯比较好，他们是多做鼓励。
And in this aspect, I actually like the practice of the Americans who tend to encourage their children more.
所以这里告诉我们要照着主的教训。
And here it says that you need to teach them in the way of the Lord.
还有警戒他们，教训他们，警戒他们。
To warn them, to discipline them.
我这些年，四五十年在教会里面看，特别在美国三十几年。 那在看到教会中许多的家庭，许多孩子的成长。
In these past 3 decades or so, I've been in the States and in the church and see how many families have raised their children in the States.
很多孩子到了大学以后就不去教会了。
And many children after they reach, they graduate from high school, they no longer go to church.
原因是什么？
And what is the reason?
原因是在他们 孩子的时候，父母没有给他们立好信仰的根基。
The reason being that when they're young, the parents did not establish a firm foundation in their faith.
我们知道教育孩子是一个智慧和一个艺术。
We know that raising our children is an art, and that requires wisdom.
如果我们自己做父母的， 不在神的面前先学习，
If we as parents do not learn before the Lord,
我们就不能教导我们的儿女，
then we cannot teach our children.
我们自己在神面前没有好的品德， 我们不可能教导我们孩子有好的品德。
If we're lacking in good character, then we would not be able to discipline our children and mold them into good characters.
我记得前几年教会中非常流行一个教导孩子的一个课程。
And I remember years ago there was a really there was a popular curriculum in the church in raising the children.
它叫 Growing Kids God's Way.
And it's called the Growing Kids God's Way.
是照着神的方法，神的路来教导我们的孩子。
It is to shepherding and raise your children in the way of the Lord, according to the instruction of the Lord.
我认为这也是一非常好的课程。
And I think that was a very good curriculum.
因为它有16课。
Because it has 16 lessons.
前面8课是教导夫妻父母的。
And the first 8 lessons would be teaching the parents and the them as wives and husbands.
后面8课才是教导儿女的。
And the last 8 lessons is on how to discipline the children.
我觉得如果你有小小孩的父母，我觉得你还有价值去看那套课程。
If you still have younger children at home, it is very worthwhile that you will go through this curriculum.
先增进你们自己的灵命，先增进夫妻有好的关系。
To learn how to nurture yourself in the Lord and nurture your husband and wife relationship before you shepherd your children.
我们中国话说，身教重于言教。
And so is the Chinese saying that examples are better than your words.
所以我觉得，我记得那时候有个团契，我就跟他们一起读。
And I went through that curriculum with one of our fellowship.
他们都觉得非常好。
And they all loved it.
读完以后，他们说：“哎呀，我们在实行上有困难。”
And after they finished curriculum, they said, "Well, we have such problem practicing it."
他说：“我们没有这个好的榜样可以给教导儿女。”
And we do not have a good model to present to our children.
我们的灵命不够。
Our spirituality is lacking.
所以我就说：“好，那我们就回到圣经，我就带他们读箴言。”
And so I brought them back to the book of Proverbs.
因为箴言里面是一个非常有很多教导的，教我们知道很多智慧的，教我们怎么样来 处在各个不同的人中间。
Because Proverbs have all the instructions and the teaching us how to live.
箴言一共有31章。
Proverbs had 31 chapters.
前面八章，他就用父亲的口气来说话，来教导。
And the first 8 chapters are taught from the perspective of a father.
我们知道，我们的神，我们所信这个神是最有智慧。最有爱的父神。
We know that this God that we believed in is our heavenly Father who is full of love and wisdom.
所以你去看箴言前面八章都是讲这个智慧的源头。
So if you read the first 8 chapters of Proverbs, you see the very source and origin of wisdom.
然后第九章到三十一章。
And then from chapter 9 through 31.
是讲到智慧之子，就是从父亲学到一些智慧，成为智慧之子。
It speaks from a son's perspective, who is a son of wisdom, who have been taught.
那么这个是我也鼓励你们做父母的应该是每一年读一次箴言，一共31章。如果这个月是31号的话，每天读一章，一个月就读完了。
So I encourage all of you, especially parents, to dive yourself into Proverbs. If you do it every day, one chapter a day, you finish in the month.
下一处圣经也是非常重要，在提摩太后书一章五节。
And the next scripture passage is very also very important. That's found in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
这是保罗鼓励提摩太，那时候提摩太还是个年轻人。
And that was the exhortation of Paul to Timothy, who were a young man then.
想到你心里无为之信。这信是先在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲尤尼基的心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
Verse 5, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
所以我们应该做祖父母的，做父母的，这里有三代。外祖母罗伊和母亲尤尼基，所以提摩太是在第三代。
So from this passage, you see that there's three generations: the grandmother Lois, the mother Eunice, and then the son or grandson Timothy.
这个无为的信心就在提摩太的灵命里面受到他祖母和母亲的影响。
And so Timothy's sincere faith was greatly influenced by his grandmother and his mother.
所以提摩太那个时候已经在教会服侍主。
And Timothy was serving the church already.
那保罗在这方面特别提醒他。
And so Paul was reminding him of such.
所以我们父母自己要有好的信仰，然后才会传递到我们的儿女身上。
So as a parent, we need to have a good spirituality. Then we can pass it on to our children.
很多的祖父母在家里帮助孙子孙女。
Many grandparents are here to help raising their grandchildren.
不要只注意孩子的吃啊喝啊身体方面的。
Don't just pay attention to their physical health.
或者他们注意他们的运动。
Or their exercise.
也要同时要注意他们的灵命的成长。
But also do pay attention to their spiritual health.
他们品德的方面的成长。
And their character development.
特别在暑假马上就来到了。
Especially summer is drawing near.
很多父母为他们儿女预备了很多暑假的活动。
Parents have organized so many summer events for their children.
当这些孩子暑假里面，你不但是要给他们有很多活动，你要帮助他们在读神的读经，或者可以家庭做父亲的要带着家庭跟孩子一起多有沟通，一起分享主的话。
So for the summer, it's good to arrange a lot of activity for your children, but more importantly, it's important that you would shepherd them spiritually, and a father would be as the head of household, lead them in the spiritual studies.
父亲，神把父亲摆在一个家庭做主的地位。
God had placed the fathers as the head of a household.
所以你是这个家庭的属灵的领袖。
You are the spiritual leader of the home.
你 今天很可惜，就是因为做父亲的大部分的家庭都是父亲的去工作。
And unfortunately, many families, fathers have to work outside of the home for very long hours.
这个社会，这个工作，把你的时间，你的心力，体力，都已经占据去了。
And so the job had taken away all your, most of your energy and your time.
所以你就没有太多的时间可以放在家庭里面。
And so you don't have much time and energy to devote that and invest it in your home.
但是你要知道，神是把你放在这个家庭中做父亲的，就是做手家庭中的主人 主要的人。
You have to know that God had placed you in the home as a spiritual leader.
所以这个时候需要做妻子的帮助。
And so the wife would need to help your husband.
做妻子的应该常常鼓励做丈夫的想起他的责任来。
And as a wife, it is your duty to kindly remind your husband of his house, household duties as a head of household.
你知道神在家庭里面设立一个次序。
And God had established an order in the home.
使这个家庭非常的和谐。
So that the family can live and together in harmony.
有的时候家庭的次序颠倒了。
Sometimes the order in the family is shifted and or reversed.
可能太太太能干了。
Maybe the wife is too capable.
太太很活跃，很有主见。
And the wife became very dominant.
但是神设立的次序，太太要帮助丈夫。
But God had placed such an order that the husband first and the wife as is in submission to him and help him.
可能丈夫比较没有时间读圣经。
Maybe the husband doesn't have so much time devoted in the scriptures.
那你读的圣经在晚上睡眠的时候枕边细语的时候就把一些神的话分享给你的丈夫。
So as a wife, your job would be at bedtime and share with your husband what you've read in the scriptures.
我想如果你养成这样一个好习惯的话，你们的夫妻关系非常的美满。
And I think if you develop such a good habit, then it will enhance your marital relationship.
没有那么多冲突和矛盾。
It will not have so many conflicts.
神量给家庭每个人做父亲的、做妻子的、做丈夫的、做妻子的、做父亲的、做儿女的，他有一定的一个次序。
God indeed have established order in the home as a husband, a wife, and a father and a mother and children.
希望我们能够照着圣经。活在神的面前，也活在人的面前。
So it is our desire that we will live according to the scriptural teaching before men and also in our home.
第二方面，我们在那个另外在出埃及记二十章十二节跟生命记五章十六节，那里就是讲到要孝顺父母。
And then in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5, it talks about how to honor your parents.
我想我们真正自己做了父母以后，我的经历是这样。我三岁的时候我就没有父亲。
My experience is that when I was three, my father was gone. I lost my dad.
所以我没有这些孝顺父亲的经验。
So I don't have any experience to honor my father.
后来我十二岁就离开大陆，离开我母亲。
And then when I was 12, I left mainland China. I left my mother.
那是我一直跟着我的大哥，我的大哥今年90岁。比我大十二岁。
And then I was always with my older brother who was 12 years old, senior than my age. He's 90 this year.
所以我很尊敬我的大哥，长兄如长父，如父母，父亲哈。
So I really respected my older brother like a father.
那这个我们那时候都还没有信主。
At that time, I wasn't a believer yet.
但是后来我们都信主了。
But then later on, we all became Christians.
Yeah, 感谢主，这个我自己觉得我自己做了父母以后，我才知道怎么样来尊敬父母。
And I thank the Lord that it wasn't until after I became a parent, I learned how to honor my parent.
所以如果我们没有好的榜样。
And so, without a good example on our own,
那么 我们就回到天父的面前，我们看到我们的天父是何等的慈爱。
If you do not have good models around you, you return, you take a look at the Heavenly Father. Well, how loving He is.
我们每次想到天父的慈爱，我们就想到我们做儿女的对天父是何等的亏欠。
And so every time we think of the loving kindness of our Heavenly Father, we feel fall short.
圣经第二方面对儿孙亲情的教导。父亲是在家庭中是一家之主，要负责一家的人过基督徒的基督化的家庭生活，这个我刚才已经提过了。
So the scripture's teaching about how the father and husband needs to be the one who leads the household and teach them in the way of the Lord.
以弗所书第六章一节跟四节。
And Ephesians chapter 6 is verses 1 and 2.
刚才有讲过，他说你们做儿女要在主里面听从父母，这是理所当然的。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，刚才我们读过了。
And we've read about how the father should not provoke their children, but here it also says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for that is right.
所以我们在家庭里面，我们如果在主里面能够知道在父母面前怎么样做儿女也是很重要的。
So it's important for us how to be a child before our parent.
我们跟我们父母的关系，如果我们是不好的时候，孩子看得非常清楚。
Because if you are a grown adult and you have a children of your own and you do not honor your own parents, your children see it.
第二方面是在讲到这个不可轻看神的管教。
And secondly, scripture also talk about that you do not look lightly upon the discipline of the Lord.
像父亲责备所爱的儿女，管教儿女。
The Lord disciplines us as a father disciplines the son that he loves.
箴言第三章十一到十二节。
In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 through 12.
你不可轻看耶和华的管教，也不可厌烦他的责备，因为耶和华所爱的，他必管教，正如父亲责备喜爱的儿子。
My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father, the son he delights in.
关于这样的圣经在希伯来书十一章也有记载。
And similar verses also found in Hebrews chapter 11.
我刚才讲了，箴言里面有很多美好的智慧来教导儿女，也知道怎么样来对待家里的父母、儿女或者妻子、丈夫。
I've spoken before that Proverbs teach a lot on how to be a parent and children.
我们知道管教跟惩罚是不一样的。
We know that discipline and punishments are very different.
我觉得神儿女中间有一个错误的思想。
And I think there is a very wrong concept among children of the Lord nowadays.
我们遇见一些不好的事情。
And when we encounter something that is negative,
我们有时候我听见弟兄姊妹说，这是神的管教。
And I hear often the friend sister would say, oh, that is the discipline of the Lord.
这是对的。
In a way, it's true.
但是有的人不是说管教，是惩罚，这是神的惩罚。
And some people would say, it is a punishment of the Lord.
我不赞成有这种的说法。
But I do not agree with such saying.
因为我们的神是爱的神。
Because our God is a loving God.
我们做父母的有没有一个人说我要惩罚我的儿子或者我的女儿？
And as a parent, do any one of you, when you discipline your children, you come with the attitude saying, I want to punish my child?
我们应该不正常的父母不应该有惩罚儿女的思想。
I think a normal parent will not have such attitude or concept.
但是管教是非常重要的。
But it is important for us to discipline.
管是一件事，教是一件事。
To discipline is to set a boundary. It is also to teach them, instruct them in the way they should go.
这个管就是他，我们知道这个一个孩子的品格，他如果越轨了，越出这个格子之外呢，这个就是已经需要管。
So one aspect of a discipline is reproach. When your children has set himself or herself outside a boundary that is set for her or him,
就是来矫正他一些错误的越轨的行为。
Then you need to come in and to correct that behavior.
教是一种正面的引导。
And the second aspect of discipline is to guide in the right direction or the right path.
孩子我的经验孩子越小的时候父母管得要越紧。
And my experience is that the younger your child is, the more discipline or the smaller the boundary should be for that child.
三岁以前是一个阶段，六岁以前又是一个阶段。
So from age 0 to 3 is one stage, and 3 to 6 is another stage.
孩子很多好的习惯，或者听父母的话，或者父母说这个东西不可以买，孩子不会跟你躺在地上闹。
So at a very young age, when you set a boundary, you will not allow them to throw a temper tantrum when you don't allow them to have something.
父母有原则，孩子就有原则。
When you as a parent guide them with principle, they will live in that principle.
一个孩子的品格，他的性格，六岁以前差不多定型。
And so the character and the personality of this child pretty much establish himself by the age of six.
所以在六岁以前，父母应该严格的来管教儿女。
So before the age of six, you would need to severely discipline when you need to.
随着孩子的年龄增长。
But when the child, as the child grows up,
我们做父母自己在神面前学习。
And as we are taught before the Lord,
让孩子的自由越来越大。
And then we will grant more and more freedom to the child.
我们就从旁再慢慢来，他做对了，我们鼓励他；做错了，我们要教导他。
Then we became like a counselor to tell him that you're doing it right, or rather, this is the right way to go.
等到你十二岁以后开始管，你就管不住他了。
But if you were to start discipline when he or she reached the age of 12, that is already too late.
我记得有一个十几年前有一个家庭，他有两个儿子。
A decade ago, I remember there's a family who had two children.
他的儿子到了初中。
And one of the son reached middle school.
很父母很不就是很难管他。
And it was very difficult for the parents to discipline him.
这个后来父母真是只能对着他的孩子来哭。
And so ended up only, the parents can only cry in front of this teenager.
我们以前这个我们小的时候父母说你不听话我就把你赶出这个家那我们就很害怕。
I remember when we were young, and if we are we need a discipline, my parents would say, "Oh, I will kick you out of home," and then we would be very scared.
今天你说叫他赶出这家，他拿了包包就走了。
But today, if you say the same thing to today's teenager, they would just take a luggage and leave.
那个父母还到处去找他，然后求他回家。
And the parents would try to seek him out and seek her out and try to get them home.
所以不要认为小孩子还太小。他不懂。
So don't ever think that your child is too young to understand.
当你怀孕的时候，你要在开始在腹中就开始教导他。
And you start discipline teaching this child when in pregnancy.
生出来以后，从一个月到一岁，你都要好好的教导他。
And then after the child is born, all the way to 3 years old, then you really need to discipline the child.
到了小学的时候。
And then when he reached grade school,
我自己我还有点印象，我差不多两三个月我会检查我孩子的书包。
And I remember when they were in grade school, every so often, say 2-3 months, I would check their school bags.
看看他的口袋里面。
And I would check the pockets of the backpack.
有没有一些不适合的东西。
Whether there's something inappropriate there.
这些我们父母要教导儿女的时候必须要好好的 特别他们在品格上，在诚实，在公义啊，在圣洁上，特别要教导他们。
We especially need to guide your children and teach them in holiness and in all purity.
啊，最后我们想，他说这个箴言第十章说，智慧之子是父亲欢乐，愚昧之子叫母亲担忧。
Lastly, in Proverbs 10, verse 1 says, A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son grief to his mother.
我们知道美国从这个学校的枪杀凶杀事件，从 Columbine 那个 high school 开始。
And we see so many violence carry out on campuses these days, starting from the Columbine incident.
啊，最近在西雅图的SPU 大学 Seattle Pacific University 就发生这样的枪杀案。
And with most recently in Seattle Pacific University.
我们也在两三个礼拜前看到台湾的那个捷运有这个杀人的事件。
And also in Taiwan.
中国的社会家庭问题也是非常非常的大。
And then we see such moral decline in mainland China as well.
这些青少年的形成都是在一些问题家庭里面成长。
A lot of these issues originated from problematic families.
儿女是神赐给我们的产业。
You know, children are the inheritance of the Lord.
我们应该照着神赐给我们的智慧来管理我们的产业。
You need to manage them according to the wisdom that is given by the Lord.
最后箴言22:6说，教养孩童，使他走当走的路，就是到老也不偏离。
And lastly, in Proverbs chapter 22:6 says, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it.
所以我们教会非常有责任要怎么样来当初我们成立华语教会的很重要的一个目的，就是让我们在神面前，做父母的在神面前有好的学习，可以照着圣经的教训和警戒来教育我们孩子走正当的道路。
So when we first established our Chinese church, one of the main goals was to train the parents how to walk in the way of the Lord so that they would be able to raise their children likewise.
我们知道这是神给我们人生一大很最大的一个祝福。
You know, that is one of the greatest blessings of the Lord.
就是让我们的儿女在神的爱中让他们可以成长。
That our children may grow up in the love of the Lord.
但是我们做父母的责任非常非常的大。
And so great is our responsibility as parents.
如果他在孩童的时候，我们就对他们有好的教导，好的榜样。
If you set a good example, if you discipline your children while they were young,
他们到老也不会偏离。
Then they will not depart from it when they were old.
求主能够祝福每一个做父亲的，给我们智慧。
We ask that God would bless every father to grant you wisdom.
让我们承担神给我们做父亲的责任。
So we will receive the responsibility from the Lord.
在每一个家庭里面做好的榜样。
And to set a good example in each home.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father，
你是我们最好的榜样。
You are our best example.
你的心充满慈爱。
Lord, your heart is so full of love.
我们需要常常的来到你的面前。
Lord, we need to come before you often.
让你在我们每个人的心中来教导我们，引领我们。
To allow you to guide us and to teach us.
我们在地上的生活虽然有许多的缺陷和软弱。
Lord, even though we are imperfect and have so many weaknesses,
但是你是何等的忍耐和恩慈，一直的带领我们。
Lord, but how kind and patient you are, continue to guide us in your way.
我们今天特别为着做父亲的，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for every father who is sitting here today.
因为你把儿女赐给我们做产业。
Because you have given us children as our inheritance.
你知道我们自己的本性是软弱的。
You know that by our own nature we are weak.
但是感谢你，主耶稣的救恩把新生命赐给我们。
But we thank you that through the salvation of the Lord you have given us your new life.
把许多美好的教训和榜样赐给我们。
You have given us wonderful teaching and examples.
让我们做父亲的知道怎么样将你赐给我们在家庭做榜样的这个祝福，能够让我们可以用在家庭里面。
So that we know how to be the head of the household and to bless the family.
求主借着你的话来施恩祝福我们。
We ask that you will bless us through your word.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。